everyone.
Hello, guys.
I'm Laffy, aka
Astira Paul.
I'm your host, guys, and I'm here with
Miriam, just Miriam, your co-host.
And today we are going to be talking about something that is really, really, really deep. Like, it goes very, very deep.
Guys, it's called the burying for a reason.
Yeah. So today we are going to be talking about broken homes and basically its impact on all the parties involved.
From the parents, to the children,
to the animals.
The animals are affected too, don't you know?
So like, guys, a broken home is not necessarily a home that consists of divorced parents. Like, you can be married but broken. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah, it's just like everyone is living in the house,
but it's not just flowing together anymore. Everyone is now his own person. But when you're married, you're supposed to become one. But now it's like everybody is just on their own. And this experience, like, it causes a lot of damage. And I mean, particularly, it hurts the children a lot more. Especially the female child, because I feel mostly the guys just go out and they do their thing, and most guys are not really sensitive per se to what is happening in the home. So it's us females who are always at home, like, we're always there, we're always seen, and it causes a lot. Personally, what I've been through is a lot, because your mom is doing something, your dad is doing something, your brothers are out, and I'm here. And then my extended family, they're like, Laffy, you're the pillar of the house. Laffy, you have to bring everyone together. Laffy, 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 Laffy. A lot of pressure. A lot of pressure. And it hurts, guys. It hurts, because I felt alone. Like, I don't have that safe space. And my dad started becoming distant, and then I was never really particularly close to my mom, so it was hard for me as the only girl child, and I had no one to talk to. At that time, I was just going to my room and I'm crying, and I'm like, what do I do to make this all better? Because I'm very emotional, and I was seeing everybody was so unhappy, and it made me so unhappy, and I was always crying. I was just thinking, and I'm like, okay, what do I do? But the whole environment affected me, like, in my studies, because I was like, Omo, there's no need to read anymore. Like, what am I reading for? When I have a lot, I'm always overthinking, what am I reading for? And secondly, I feel it pulled me away from God, because I was like, how can you let this happen? Because my parents are people I grew up who, like, I grew up seeing them love each other, and then all of a sudden, everything is just not going alright. But, like, I was doing the same house, like, you're staying in the same house, and you're not talking to each other. It really hurts me a lot, but I'm just happy. Like, all I wanted was for everybody to be happy. And now I'm seeing that, okay, my mom is doing her own thing and then she's happy, and my dad is doing his own thing and he's happy. All I'm happy about is the fact that they can't say, okay, I stayed in my marriage because of my kids, but then they were unhappy. Like, I will blame myself for the rest of my life. But I'm just so happy everyone is rooted in what they are doing right now, and they are finding their peace. They are prioritizing themselves. That matters.
So, Laffy, what do you think causes people, like, for the family to be broken?
I feel lack of communication, because I can be speaking in one language and you're speaking in the other, and the fact that we can't meet each other halfway pulls us apart. Because the fact that, okay, I'm very good at talking, and you, Matsu, you're talking, nobody's listening to anybody, it becomes a big problem. Because it's like, okay, why can't you just calm down, listen to me first, and then when I'm done talking, you can talk. Communication is a loss. And then, secondly, I think trust. Love is not enough. Oh, guys, that is the truth. Love is not enough. Loyalty plays a role. Trust. like there's a whole lot of other things involved. Like, it's not just about, oh, I love you. I've seen it. If it's about love, everybody knows that there's love there. But time, it becomes, it's a commitment. It's something you have to say, okay, yes, I choose to love this person and I choose to bear with this person. But I feel along the line, everybody's patterns changed and they were not just relating anymore. Mm. And it basically hurt everybody.
Yeah. You especially.
Yeah, especially.
I also feel honesty goes a long way. I can't
stop hiding things.
As bad as it can be, share them.
And oh my god, mostly like this thing, the only good thing I can take from this whole thing is the fact that I built a relationship with my mom. Because I was always seeing my mom is someone who withdraws a lot. I think that's where I got that from. She withdraws a lot. Like, when she's obsessed, she just goes into her room and she's like,
that's a fact.
Yes,
maybe depression and anxiety is genetic.
Probably that is actually true, because she withdraws a lot and she's just on her own. And I'm like, okay, what do I do to make this woman happy? What do I do to make this woman happy? Please, female children, if your mom is going through something, try as much as possible to be her peace. I made that conscious decision to be my mom's peace, because there was a lot of pressure around her from my dad, her whole family, my brothers. And I was like, okay, I hate seeing my mom depressed. Like, I hate seeing her sad. So I made that conscious effort to be there for her. Maybe sometimes I just go into her room and I lie down beside her and I hold her hand, or I just hug her, or just be like, mommy, everything will be fine. That goes a really, really long way.
Yeah, and as teenagers who grew up in broken homes, you could learn from the mistakes of your parents and don't use it like the negative way.
Yes.
So be what you always wanted.
Grow from it. Do not let it set you back. Do not let it pull you down. Just be you. Just find a way to express yourself. Guys, you are not alone. You're not the only person going through it. Find someone to talk to. If you feel there's a lot you need to talk about, find someone. Do not bottle things up, because that really hurts a lot. I did that for a long time. But when I decided to start opening up and sharing my experiences, I think it has helped a lot of people and me personally, because I feel freer. Like, that burden was lifted off my chest. Mm. So it really helps. Mm. And try and be understanding. Like, on this, just try and just understand your parents' perspectives, because a lot can go wrong. People who were meant for each other can just grow and change. So do not be too hard on them, and do not be too hard on yourselves, guys. And remember, always talk to God. Talk to God about it, because that's where peace comes from. Permanent peace. Not peace like that of the world.
All understanding.
Exactly. That's do not forget God. Do not let it pull you away from God. I let that happen to me, and then that was like the darkest time of my life.
Okay, so it's thank you so much for staying till the end. And special shout out to Extreme Podcast for giving us a platform to share.
Follow us on all our social media.
Same username, guys, Extreme Projects with the X.
Yes. So thank you, guys. Bye.
Ciao.